You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. It is so easy to think that the path to selling and launch success is all about those productive and strategic tasks. Now, obviously, they are important, but they don't take into account how you feel about selling, which is what this Soulful Selling story that you're about to listen to is all about. Getting behind the value of what you're selling and processing any fears to help you show up until the very end of the launch. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to the Soulful Sales Show. We have another short and sweet soulful selling story for you today. Why is that so hard for me to say? I am chatting with Kirsten Cable, who is a multilingual and multi-passionate online business owner with over 10 years of experience creating and selling courses, coaching programs, podcasts, books, retreats, and memberships. She is a mentor and coach to fellow solo business owners and loves to help other people find their voice and let their ideas shine. And Kirsten's soulful selling story is all about the power that a really specific pre-launch and during launch journaling process has had on her, how she uses it to connect with the transformation of her offer, to get behind why she's selling it, and to deal with the doubts that come up and get in the way of her doing the scary thing. Really, really important lessons here. So enjoy. Okay, Kirsten, so we have got the official bio, but can you please tell us a little bit about you and your online business journey in a nutshell?
My online business journey. That's good that you have the official bio and you might read it out because I wrote it yesterday when you asked for it and I can't remember what it says already. I think I like what I say in it, I think, because it's a good play on word and I think it describes me well. It's multilingual, but also multi-passionate. So I love languages. I speak some languages and I do some things, and that is really the truth. So I have run an online business that is a true, I'm going to call it a playground because it really is a true sort of lab and play space for me to try all the different things that is about helping people learn languages. And I've had that for 10 years. And in that business, I've done so many different things. So I really like creating courses and kind of putting my knowledge into, you know, a product so I can point at it and say, here's all the info you need about this particular thing. So I've done about 15 courses now, 15, 16 different courses. I've written a few ebooks. I'm currently co-running my third membership. So I've done memberships, several as well. Throughout my business, I've run retreats. Used to run an online conference, which was called Women in Language. So about, there was like a real feminist angle to it, which I so loved. And overall, I would say I'm really mission driven. And in the last, 18 months, about 2 years. I've also really focused on mentoring other solo business owners, other people like me, sort of coming and bringing that experience and talking about business and doing some coaching. And that is also really wonderful, which is, I think, how we know each other, because you came into my world in two ways. I assistant coached, I still assistant coach, just in to a lesser extent, in Lizzie Goddard's business.
Yeah.
And also I created my course that you then took, which was called Podcasting 101, because I'm passionate about podcasting. I'm a passionate podcaster. So you've actually learned from me. So lots of different ways, lots of different contact points, and I can never give this, I don't know, one day I'll have a short answer for this question, but that's a long one.
I always find that a really impossible question. Anyway, I can highly recommend your podcasting course and highly recommend your mentoring and coaching
thank
as well.
You.
So yeah, thank you. Okay, so let's dive into your soulful selling story. You said that you privately to me that you wanted to share about your journaling practice that you use as part of launching. So can you tell us a little bit more about what your journaling practice is when you're selling and launching?
Yes, of course I can. It goes like this. I go to ThriveCard Learn. I open up Ruth's Journaling for Launches course and I do the things that it says in there. I'm not really naturally a journaler. I'm a talker. I'm a expresser. And then it's weird, right? Because when you solo work, but you're a bit of a talker, you haven't really got anybody to talk at. And I think a lot of the feelings and thoughts kind of stay half developed in my head and then start all building up in there and causing clutter and causing chaos. So when I am disciplined enough to actually go with the journaling and let make myself do it, which I think you're so good at getting me to that place where I actually do it, I benefit from it hugely, because all the half thoughts and half ideas have a place to live and they get finished. And I've always been a person who thinks with her hands. That's the strap line I'm gesturing right now, if people can't see me. But that's also the strap line of, you know, the Leuchtturm company that make the really nice notebooks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, their strap line, it's in German, but it says denken mit der Hand. So thinking with your hand. And that is what handwriting is, really. You know, you process as you write. That's why journaling, when I do it, I often do it by hand, just really works. So I'm forever scribbling notes, but this is just a way of bringing me into focus. So when I've got a launch coming up, I found, and I've just done it actually yesterday, or the day before, and went through the pre-launch journaling questions that you have in there, a lot of which are more about pulling out the benefits of my course and kind of how I feel about it and what I want to do with it right now, in what you're calling the connected content, right? Sort of you write it down kind of for yourself, but then you look back at it and you go, you know, one of the prompts I think is, if you know, if you wanted to say something to somebody with no money involved, if you, what is the thing that you want everybody to know about this? And that is like sales page and promo email gold so often that I find it really, really useful. Then so the course, I'm just talking about Ruth's course really, you're then splitting it into the in-launch journaling, and that it, I find that as well, my practice is, it's almost like the CBT process of, okay, but we're taking your thoughts, we're taking your massive anxiety that just automatically comes when you open cart, because what if it's a car crash? And I can tell everybody, if it's a car crash, it's all right. Another one will come, a car crash or a non-car crash. You know, so you just take all this anxiety and you put it on trial and you say, is this really true? And I actually mix that with previous CBT practices that I have been taught, you know, through professional avenues, sort of counseling I've had in the past, and some other CBT ideas that I've had before. So the idea really is to just stop yourself when you're starting to spiral and put that on trial and come back to, almost come back to what you know and come back to, you know, what you're doing, what you're good at. And I find that super, super helpful. And I've always been a reviewer. So the last process I'm 100% on board with, that's definitely the part I already did. The reflective check-in afterwards, highly, highly value that. So all in all, that's the structure of how I journal, and it's your course has really helped me with it.
Oh, thank you so much, Kirsten. So yeah, really focusing on those kind of reflective questions before you launch, the CBT, I like the way you put that. Analyzing or interrogating your own thoughts and stories, like, are they really true? Which is literally, as a coach, the question that I will ask my clients all the time. And I need it myself all the time as well. How would you say that that affects you during the launch period? Like when you're able, when you have this practice and you can sit down and do it, presumably quite quickly, how does it affect how you show up?
How does it affect in the launch? Generally speaking, actually, it's funny, isn't it? Because you end up in this mindset or in this headspace, not really a mindset, but you end up in this headspace of, should I do more? Nothing I'm doing is enough. Oh my God. And at the same time, I just want to run away if I never look at this again. No, it's just abandon this. It's already a disaster. And sometimes you can really be in that headspace in the between the two extremes. And it's great for bringing me back to the middle and saying, oh, actually, I made a plan. I had a plan. Let's just, you know, follow the plan. See how I feel about that. It's actually only Wednesday. This thing isn't finishing until Monday. What do I know about what's going to happen in the next few days? And it helps you just come out of that. I know you and I have had, like, so you and I have had one-to-one work together a few times. And one of the things that I remember from that, which I think is so helpful that I'm always telling myself now, is I don't know who's still got my tab open. You know how you've got like a million tabs open and you're still looking and you're still looking. And I thought, you know, you don't know who's still got your tab open. So for a launch, when you are, if you are starting to be in a kind of funky headspace, it's really helpful just to collect yourself and bring yourself back to that. And I find it helpful as well to beforehand just do a little bit more planning and give myself a little bit more space so that I can then be more hands off when it's enough, because the best promos are always the one where you've done all the main thinking beforehand.
Yes, so true. It's so easy to overthink, question all your decisions during the launch. And I always say, like, the time for questioning or reviewing maybe the launch is after the launch, when it's over. We never know how the launch has gone until it's over. So yeah, trusting our past selves and the decisions we made ahead of the launch. Okay, well, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. Like, obviously, it makes me so happy to hear you actually using the prompts and doing the journaling. So before we finish, I've got a quick fire question for you. I mean, maybe you already answered this, but I'll let you decide. What is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society membership?
I think for me, it's the constant reminder that all of this journaling, looking at your feelings stuff is productive. It really is, because otherwise you can do an awful lot of stuff that looks productive, or you sit there and you're just planning it out and you're going like, yeah, I'm just doing this thing, you know, like, what tactics should I do? Should I do the webinar like this and like that? All this stuff that doesn't matter, all these things that don't really matter. It doesn't actually matter where you're building your landing page. It doesn't really matter what software you're using to send your stuff. It doesn't matter, because what matters is the connection you make with people and how people are feeling and whether there's energy coming back your way when you are sending energy out in the form of an email. It's weird, but that's our work. I think it's really helpful to just remind myself of this kind of fact that if I stop and look at it, sometimes you just want to feel busy and productive and it's hard to stop and look at it. So I find doing it with other people together, and doing it in Soulful Sales Society is doing it with other people. I find that very helpful, just to have those moments to stop myself every now and then.
Thank you for sharing that. I often actually feel the same, you know, even though I'm facilitating the space to help you with that. Like, I feel the same. Like, I often find that there's people who will stop and think about things, and that's all they'll do. And then there are the people, I mean, this is obviously a massive generalization. And then there are people who just want to do the productive thing, and they just do not want to slow down and think about and zoom out. And that is often the mode that I'm in. So, yeah.
I take on more and more and more and more when I do that. I just, I don't know. I run away from the thing that is a little bit hard, and my procrastination is starting something else, which is the dumbest thing, because within about 2 weeks you cause yourself an avalanche of things that just don't really work, and it's the hardest thing to walk away and just say, okay, do you know what? I'm just going to go for a walk. I'm just done for today. I'm going for a swim. Whatever it is, so helpful. And I think especially for people who struggle to context switch, you know, people who struggle to, I get this when I'm watching TV. I will be watching TV and getting off the couch is so hard. It's not that my body can't get me off the couch. It's just my brain doesn't want to do it. And it's similar when I'm working, and then I'm just working. So anything that helps you stop is really helpful.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. So finally, where can people go to follow you, to find out more about what you do, or potentially even work with you?
Yes. So I do a kind of quirky, I guess, version of a coaching, business coaching, which is a monthly plan where I do one session a month with people. And it's just a Voxer chat. And it is so effective and so great and so much fun. So I would invite people to just come and check out what I've got to offer and who I am. And please sign up for the newsletter. That's where the most helpful content goes. Like, I don't do a lot of social media as Kirsten Cable, the business lady. And that is kirstincable.com. So simple. You have to spell my name, K-E-R-S-T-I-N. That's the only thing. Maybe I'll buy the wrong spelled URL at some point.
You've also got a free podcasting checklist. So I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes for everyone as well.
That's it. Yeah. It's like a little mini guide to get you to think about the concept for your podcast, because that's a very helpful thing. And yes, I will also answer what microphone to get and stuff in there as well.
Thank you so much, Kirsten.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid back launching, sales mindset and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.